B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Triple E has been detected in Massachusetts, and Cape traffic could get worse, but then get better. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Kanye West has chosen his running mate, officially taken off the MAGA hat. Oh, and apparently he had COVID-19.
Oh, what?
God. Yep.
Okay.
Leroy had your sports.
And if you were worried sports would be a distraction to social justice, the movement, it won't be. Trust me.
But first, state officials telling people to take precautions when outdoors after the mosquito-borne Eastern equine encephalitis virus was detected in mosquitoes sampled in two Massachusetts communities. Now, no human or animal cases of Triple E have been detected so far, but Orange, New Salem, Athol, and Wendell in Franklin County have been placed at moderate risk for the virus. Personal precautions people should take: using mosquito repellents with an EPA-registered active ingredient, wearing long-sleeved clothing, and being aware of mosquito activity in the area you're in.
So now we got to wear long-sleeved clothing along with the mat. We're going to look like, you know, like when you see a movie where somebody is like, somebody's being quarantined and it's this agency taking over their house and they're all like, we can't touch you. And they're wearing space suits. That's what we're going to look like outside now.
Staying inside. Indoors is looking real good right now. Traffic on the Cape may get worse, but then get better after an agreement with federal officials to replace the Bourne and Sagamore bridges. So the bridges are more than 80 years old. The new ones will have four travel lanes on each bridge, along with a separate bike and pedestrian lane. The cost for constructing the new bridges, it'll take place next to the existing ones and will be about $1 billion.
Jesus.
Yeah, no word when all this is going to happen, but, you know.
Do you know that the Cape is actually, you would think it would be either less and absolute worst, like, typical for a summer? I have a couple of friends who stayed on there, and they said it's worse. Because
what do you mean worse? What do you mean worse? More as people. In more people, or worse?
More
as
people,
in,
more okay. people. Just because okay. people from the other states are going there, and people, you know how like there are the people. I don't know anybody like this, but people who like do an entire summer down the Cape, mm-hmm. they have those type of jobs. Those people are taking advantage and having their relatives and friends come and stay with them because they don't want to be in New York. They don't want to be in Connecticut where there's COVID.
Pissing off
stuff.
The locals.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Netflix's revival of Unsolved Mysteries has become a huge hit, so big that several of the series' cases may get solved because of it. Since July 1st, that's the day it was available, tips have been rolling in for all six cases featured. Now, the show's creator, Terry Dunn Muir, says over 1,500 tips have come in. Of those, 50 were flagged as legit, and the first case that may be close to being solved is the one I've been obsessed with, the death of Alonzo Brooks.
Yeah.
He's the one who disappeared from a party in Kansas in the early 2000s. His family is convinced it was a hate crime murder, but authorities have ruled that no foul play was involved
BS.
After his body was found in a creek.
It was the white dude that he got into a thing with at the all-white party where he was the only black guy that all the girls were paying attention to.
That's, you just summed it up in legit 10 seconds.
I watched episodes and I'm like, okay, that's the guilty guy. And then the rest of the episode, that person has to prove that they're not guilty or they're going to stay guilty.
Right.
They never proved they weren't guilty.
Right. And the tips that were called in were handed over to the FBI. The case has been reopened, so we'll see what happens. Carol Baskin and Floyd Mayweather, two of the latest celebrities to be added to Cameo, the site where you can pay money to have celebrities send you a video message. Carol Baskin does have a catch, though. She will not reference her dead husband in any way, saying it's disrespectful. She's charging $199 per message, and she's become quite popular. But Mayweather is now, supposedly, he's saying he's the most expensive celebrity on the site, charging $999 a message. Although, that's what he says, because Caitlyn Jenner actually charges double that. So,
really?
Caitlyn Jenner is the most expensive celebrity on Cameo. And if you'd hoped Kanye's announcement he was running for president was a joke, or that he'd just go away, think again. In a four-hour-long interview with Forbes, Kanye discussed a huge range of topics from his friendship with Trump to his running mate. Okay, first off, he said he's not running as a Democrat or Republican, but under the birthday party banner. Because, quote, when we win, it's
Don't
everybody's
laugh.
Birthday.
Don't laugh.
I'm sorry. I gotta laugh.
It obviously had to be
birthday
a joke because
party.
He then went on to say if Trump wasn't there, he would run as a Republican. But the fact that he is, he's going to run as independent. He also allegedly has chosen his running mate, Michelle Tidball. You may not know who she is. She is a preacher from Wyoming.
Oh, that Michelle Tidball. Gotcha.
Yeah, Tidball with a D. Not mm-hmm. And in another interesting development, it looks like Kanye no longer supports Trump. Taking off his red hat during the interview, didn't really say much as to why, only that, quote, "It looks like one big mess to me." And that quote, "I don't like that I caught wind that he hid in a bunker." Now, in regards to other...
That's what you don't like about Donald right. Trump? That's what put you over the edge?
Get other, the races.
Other hot political topics. Kanye said he is pro-life, he's against the death penalty, and that Planned Parenthoods have been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. And one more little tidbit of information that he nonchalantly just threw in during his interview. Apparently, he had COVID-19 back in February.
So he was the first person in this country.
Supposedly. He said he had chills, shaking in the bed. He took hot showers. He looked at videos telling him what he's supposed to do to get over COVID.
Was he tested?
He did not say if he was tested or not.
Pebbles, those were never symptoms before COVID, apparently. Like, chills, what's this mean?
And you can check out Kanye's entire interview with Forbes on our Get Up Crew Facebook page now.
I ain't going to lie. If he becomes, if he runs for president, I will watch every single debate that he's in.
Oh, my God.
Will he 100%. Make it to the debates is the question.
I'd request that he be in the debates.
Has he officially done anything to... Like,
what's paperwork?
He hasn't filed. He hasn't done anything yet.
He's a clown.
Yeah, it's Corona. I mean, we still don't even have to file our taxes until next week. You know, we should extend the deadline.
Just did mine yesterday. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, Sox pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez, he tested positive for the coronavirus, and he's not feeling 100%. So feel better, my dude.
Hold on. Eduardo?
COVID-19! Oh, here we go. I'm blue! The wind of God!
The wind of God!
On you.
He'll be ready for opening day.
Here you go. The Celtics, they've packed up and they're headed to Florida today for camp and the restart of the season. Game one of the restart will be against the Bucks on the 31st. And the conversation about social change continues in sports. Kyrie Irving is producing a TV special about getting justice for Breonna Taylor. Austin Rivers, he plays for the Houston Rockets in the NBA, and he wants to put Trayvon Martin's name on the back of his jersey. And the WNBA is dedicating their season to social justice. However, the owner of the Atlanta Dream, she is also a senator. She isn't totally feeling it. And now there's some issues in the WNBA. A lot of back and forth, but hopefully they can work it out. And that's just sports.
All right. Your good news today, a nonprofit based in Andover is helping out brides for their big day. Brides Across America, they've been around since 2008, giving away wedding gowns to military women and first responders. Well, since coronavirus, they've expanded their donations to include healthcare professionals working to save the lives of COVID-19 patients. They not only help brides in Massachusetts, but ship dresses out of state as well. And you can help them out if you want. Make a donation and find out more about their events. Just go to bridesacrossamerica.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.